Welcome, everybody, to the Deep Thought Podcast. My name is Yusuf, and today I'm joined with my co-host, Sirk.
Hello, hello.
Did you get a haircut?
Yes, he got a haircut. He looked mighty
about you.
Fine.
I'm talking about you.
Oh, me? Oh. I shaved my head, bro. Anyways, we got Umit over here.
What's up? Umit.
As you can't tell already, we got Emre as well. And he was the same.
So now he's silent.
Hi, Emre. How are you?
What's up?
We got Mendy.
What's good, people?
And we have Mert.
Yo.
So. Okay. So today,
as you can tell
guys,
by our guests.
Yeah.
Mert
so,
is here. So.
So today, guys, if you're wondering, obviously you are if you're listening to this, we're going to be talking about anime. Now, I know a lot of people listening might not like anime. I don't really care if you don't. I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah, fuck you.
All right, chill, dog.
I'm sorry.
Everyone clicks off.
There goes half our viewers.
All right, so let's just start off with this.
What's that, like five?
So answer this question for me, guys. Why is Naruto the best anime?
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect answer.
All right, but so obviously anime, everyone here watches anime. We all enjoy anime.
Wait, is it anime or anime?
It's amane, I think.
How do they
Anyways,
say it in Japanese?
I don't know. How would they say it? Is that how they say it in Japanese? They don't say anime. That sounds like
no,
an American.
What do they say for it? They say speaking Japanese subtitle.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Anyways, so anime. I think all of us here watched Naruto, right?
Here and there.
Here and there. Yeah.
I did.
I think I only watched like 600 episodes.
So I would just...
Maybe an episode.
That's a cool thing. Me personally, my favorite anime of all time has to be Naruto. Because I just grew up with that shit. And... it just recently ended within, 2 years. And so it's been going on for pretty much almost my entire childhood, all the way up
what
into
what kind of
adulthood.
Normie? Okay.
Facts.
I mean, I enjoy other animes, too. I'm just saying it because it also has the
What's
nostalgia.
What's your second favorite?
To
Dragon
it.
Ball Z? No, I'm joking.
My second favorite probably is either Full Metal Alchemist or Death Note. I can't choose.
Specify
really.
Brotherhood.
Yeah, sorry. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Not the original one. The original one was not...
Brotherhood's my favorite. It starts off well, but then the storyline goes crazy in Full Metal Alchemist.
Well, isn't that because there was... the manga was still going on while they
if
were...
If you guys watch any anime, spoiler warning at this point.
Oh, yeah. We should say that. Spoiler if you're gonna... Yeah, I mean, we should all say it at the same time. On three guys, one... No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, what about you guys? What's what would you guys say top three animes?
Definitely Avatar, bro.
The Last Airbender.
I don't think that's an anime.
That's
it's
a
just,
cartoon.
Yeah, that's an American cartoon.
Shit.
Actually, it's a cartoon.
I'm just.
But art style wise, it's anime inspired. So
yeah,
nah.
Great area.
All time favorite has to be One Piece.
Dude.
Oh my god.
You like rewatch that like 10
so
times.
So much rewatch value.
One Piece is fire though. It is fire.
Doesn't One Piece have like 10 times the fillers than Naruto?
No, it actually has like less filler. But the episodes are like dragged out.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not like filler like One Piece does. I mean, Naruto.
Is it like Dragon
you mean
Ball?
They don't have
that?
Flashback.
Yeah,
after
there's
flashback.
Not there's not as many flashbacks. I'd say that. It's just like
One Piece got a lot of flashbacks, but it's like new flashbacks, not like from older episodes, but like
it's like
backstory.
New that you
it's like
didn't
backstories
see.
Of characters. There's like so many characters in One Piece.
When I was younger, I tried watching One Piece when it first came out, and I don't know, I just never really found it appealing.
Why should I get into One Piece?
What's that?
Because it's pirates.
I said, why should I get into One Piece? It's so long.
I mean, you can't think of it as like, oh, it's so long, and then like not watch it. Because like, if it's good, then you'll want to keep watching it regardless.
Bro, they got a dude that's like one of those wrestling rubber action figures. You remember that?
What?
You guys ever see those where it's like those wrestling, I forget what they're called, but like it's like wrestlers, they got like the action figures and like the limbs are stretchy, so you can like,
I've never seen that before.
I don't know.
No.
What?
You mentioned that.
What?
That was like some weird cut that part out. Hallucination.
I'll look it up and send it to you guys later.
Edit that one out.
Yeah, edit that one.
But like you're saying One Piece is so good that like it keeps you consistently engaged and like entertained.
Yeah
pretty much.
I would say I do like when Emre and Mert are just talking about the show because it sounds interesting, but I'm just not gonna watch it.
It's a commitment, like it's a huge time commitment.
He needs to find that One Piece,
like,
dude.
How many episodes is it at now?
I need to,
like, you can
like 830.
Well, it gets bad after. Don't watch it after like 6 or 7. Like, don't watch it after 600. It gets pretty shitty. In my opinion, okay. Some people like it, but I don't know, like.
So 23 minutes per episode
died,
times 900 episodes.
Do the math.
20,700.
You gotta skip the first 6 minutes of One Piece because it's just like recaps.
Yeah. It's only really like 10 or 15 minutes.
Bro, that's 345 hours worth of content.
That's like 14
that's
days
much.
Straight.
You could watch it. You could watch it in like 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
Not everybody's like you, where all they like they just go to work and then instantly come home and binge.
I don't do that. I watched it during like I mostly watched it during middle school.
It's literally 14 days of nonstop watching. Like if you didn't sleep or eat, that's how long it would take.
So explain real quick for people that might not know, what's the plot of One Piece?
Dude, it's too complicated. I can't explain it.
Just like the basis.
Just too much stuff. Too much characters. What
is it? There's a character named Luffy who wants to become king of the pirates. There was a guy before called Gold Roger who was the king of the pirates, who left all his treasure called the One Piece somewhere, and every single pirate's trying to find it. And Luffy's goal is to become king of the pirates.
He basically got executed and said, "I left everything." That was in my possession, basically. So, and he called it the One Piece, and then everyone's trying to find it. Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty much the premise of
it. So it's like a
literally
race?
the beginning of every episode starts off with the lore or behind it, what they're trying to do.
Well, that's like the earlier.
Yeah, the first couple episodes do that.
Oh, they don't do that in the later ones?
Like that's like part of the opening.
That's how much One Piece I've watched. I've only watched where they had that beginning part in the
opening. Well, it's probably not for everybody. So.
It isn't for everybody.
I've seen some YouTube videos of like just like anime YouTube videos of like random stuff, and like there was a video that went over like the tallest like villains, and like I've never seen One Piece, but there was a lot of villains in One Piece that are like enormous. Is that
no? Like, everybody, everybody's like at least like 8 feet tall. Well, not everybody, but like a lot of them are like 8 feet tall, 9 feet tall.
No, I'm not talking about that. Like there are like creatures that are like gigantic that they have to like fight or something.
There's a lot of unique characters in One Piece. Like there's all
so
unique.
There's some like devil fruits that can literally like make you like a dragon. Like a big ass dragon, so like there's almost like no limit to how big your opponent could be, pretty much.
You know what One Piece is? It's pretty much just an anime D&D show. It's just Dungeons and Dragons. You got like different main characters, and then they're all like they start off at level 1 at the beginning. They got no items, no stats, and then they just slowly throughout the show gaining these items, gaining these powers, and then eventually fighting these bosses and by themselves, reuniting, splitting up.
That's kind of true, actually.
Yeah, so like that's how usually it is with any adventure / action anime. Like Naruto is the same thing. Naruto, you know, you have the main characters, they do missions together, they get more powerful, different abilities, different items, and then you just progress.
If you had to like score One Piece in, let's try to like come up with like categories, right? So let's go with like story plot, their action scenes, the humor, and the actual animation look. What would you give One Piece and all that?
Well, it's going to be very biased because it's my favorite anime. But, like,
no, that's fine.
Like 10 out of 10 on all.
I'd say, like, 10 for pretty much all those. Like, really? But the thing is this, like, I said, I don't really like the way the direction it's going now, but, like, if you count, like, the first half, like, the first 500 episodes or so.
That's such a big half.
The artwork is, like, really good, and there's a lot of comedy in it at the same time. Plus, there's a lot of good act. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, like I said, it's going to be biased, but, yeah, the humor's really...
When did you first start getting into it?
Like, middle... Like, probably, like, six... Like, I finished it usually... Well, I caught up to it, like, in middle school, basically.
Wow. Because One Piece goes back into what year? Like, when did it start?
Dude, like, the year I was born, like, 1999, I think.
Are you serious?
It's the last...
Yeah.
It's 21 years now.
It's the last of the big three, bro.
When did Naruto start?
Probably around the same time, because you're talking about if you're talking the original Naruto, it's probably like around the same time.
I'm thinking 2003.
Well, dude, you watched the entire Naruto series, right? So it's probably like around the same episodes.
That's like 700.
I didn't watch the whole series. I watched all of Shippuden, and I watched the bulk of the original Naruto. I watched probably like 75% of the original Naruto, but I skipped the first 25% of it.
So that's still like 600 episodes.
Naruto started in 2002.
Well, the anime did, but close. The manga was published in 97.
Oh, you read the manga?
No.
So there's been 900.
I did, actually.
There's been 900 episodes of One Piece in like 20 years. Have you seen like an evolution in the anime and like the artwork of it? Or has it been, like, consistent?
Yeah, for sure.
The animation is, like, so much better now.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So if I were to...
That's debatable. I kind of like the older style, though.
The older style is nice, like, but... early 2000s, like early Dragon Ball Z style. Like, it's the same, like, same technology, same kind of style. And like people don't draw that way anymore. They don't.
I like the older style kind of better. Well, like some pull it off better. Like Attack on Titan's like really well drawn. I feel like
it's actually some inconsistencies with that show because they changed studios like midway. Through the series.
Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna. I'll try to get into One Piece. And I'll I'll try to delve into that
we'll
story.
Never hear from you again.
Yeah, we won't hear from Mendy for
yeah.
A
I mean,
month
it's 900.
I mean, you gotta like the storyline gets better as it goes. So like
you'd hope so.
You might think it's like a very basic storyline in the beginning, but it gets like very complex as you go.
Yeah, they don't reveal much of the storyline besides like the basic premise of it for a lot of it, like. You just know that they're going after this one piece that was left by.
And then there's like other shit that like joins it. I forgot you watched that, but you stopped. Ace died or something. Spoiler alert.
The first time I watched, I stopped at the when Chopper joined.
Oh, you just stopped early.
And then I got back into it a bit, and I watched up to where Ace died, and then I stopped.
That hit you hard.
I mean, I think I even watched, they were like in a castle too, I don't remember, there was like, but once Ace died, I don't know, I just sort of stopped there.
I just feel like that's so much, that's like, you can watch like 20 different animes by the time you can get through one piece.
Yeah, but it's so 20, much better.
Like, there's so many animes that are only 24 episodes,
I love those.
900.
Yeah. Two seasons.
Yeah, the animes nowadays average is around like 20 to sometimes you'll get like 50 episodes. But like you're usually won't really find a lot of big animes that are more than 100 episodes.
It's like typically they do 12 or 13 for a first season. If it does well, they give it a second and then they see how it goes. Like we don't have the long running episodes that we were used to, like with Naruto and Bleach and One Piece and Dragon Ball Z, where they just kept going and going.
One fight lasts like a whole episode.
More than one episode.
No, like 20, 30 episodes.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z was like that.
What were you going to say, Mert?
Yeah, so like, I actually started at episode 400 of One Piece. Like, I never watched from the beginning.
And I keep telling him, I'm like, dude, you literally...
Yeah, I just recently started watching, but I just wanted to see what One Piece was like. So I started at 400. And I was like, all right, what's going on in this anime? The first thing I see, though, is Luffy gets teleported to an island that's just full of women. And I was hooked. I was just hooked from there.
Some nice fan service.
That's where he meets that, what was her name, Boa?
Boa Hancock.
Yeah,
but yeah, from there, and everything that happens after that was just so
you know
good.
What? I'm going to take that approach.
I've just been watching.
I'm going to start on episode 400.
Nah, don't dude, do it. Don't do it.
You can literally start at 400 and you'll be fine.
I'm telling you, it's so much better in the beginning. Like,
you got to see the crew come together.
Yeah, bro.
No, not
Chopper,
even that. It's just,
Nami,
better in general.
Zoro, Luffy, Usopp.
Usopp.
Is that right?
You're missing a couple more, but
that's the only ones. Well, those are the ones that
the OG. I
yeah,
guess.
They're from the very beginning. That's the ones I remember. But yeah, all right. I think that's enough of
switch animes.
Yeah, One Piece. Sick and tired of hearing about this garbage anime.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Anyways,
that was Emra's favorite anime. Mert, did you say yours or
mine's Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Okay, let's talk about that.
That's just a great show.
It's just a
no
classic,
said.
Bro.
All right, move on.
Like from start to finish, like
the story is just
the
so
brothers
good.
Like trying to like get their bodies back and stuff, and the journey they go through, like it's just insane. Yeah.
What was the premise story. Of like the whole alchemy thing? It was like in order to get something, you need to give something in return or something.
Yeah, it was the law of equivalent exchange.
Oh, equivalent exchange. Yeah. So they tried to bring their mom back from the dead, and then they lost, or his brother lost his entire body and just kept his soul. And then
yeah,
his other,
yeah.
And then
the whole show which just goes through them trying to figure out a way to get his brother back into his body.
Pretty much, but like a lot of shit goes down.
Yeah, he attached his brother's soul to a suit of armor.
Yeah, I don't know if should I spoil the end of it.
No, don't do
nah.
that.
Nah, we'll just keep it at that.
Has everybody already seen it here?
Have you watched the mini?
I've seen it, but I haven't gotten to the end of it.
Ah, all right. I'm not gonna.
Don't spoil
it.
You gotta rewatch
it. It's really good. Did you get to?
I don't need to
rewatch
it.
Did you get to the little girl with her dog yet?
Yeah, I passed that. Dude, that was so sad.
That was the most fucked up episode.
Messed up, dude.
Oh, dude.
I was actually depressed after that episode.
Oh my god, bro. Saddest, honestly, probably the saddest part of an anime that I've ever seen.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it was like anyone listening to this would be like, like it can't be that bad, but like when you watch it, you're
it
just
hits
like
you.
God damn.
Sad.
Like so for me, my all-time saddest scenes in anime is so that's one of them, and the other one is from Angel Beats, the ending.
Angel
but
Beats.
But if you watch the OVA, they like had like an extra episode or like an extended part version of the last episode, it ends on a good note. But
so they like
relieve I didn't
some
know
of the
about
depression.
That. Yeah, I didn't know about the happy ending until years later. So I was like super upset.
What's
like
Angel Beats? Like, I've never heard of that.
It was this really short anime that I introduced everybody to. It's only like 13 episodes. It's like the afterlife. Everybody's turned into the afterlife and they have to fight this angel. And it's like a constant battle against this angel in this school.
It's not only about people that go to the afterlife. It's about, specifically about people that felt like they didn't have a fulfilling life.
So they go to this afterlife and basically like they're fighting this angel the whole time they're there in like this school, and I don't know if I should spoil the whole premise of it, but that's the plot.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, because that's something I would recommend, like, if not even people listening but Mendy specifically, because he'd probably watch it.
I'd say it's probably one of the best animes in terms of like constant like something's always going on. It's like you're never bored watching.
Definitely.
It there's no filler, there's no like, it's like a short, just like action-packed, like you could probably finish it in like a day because you're gonna binge it like as soon as you start.
Yeah, it's like each episode's like 20 minutes long and there's 13 episodes, so like,
yeah,
you'll be able to finish it in one whole day.
Yeah,
a free day.
True.
Another semi-short anime that I think all of us could agree that's really good in the top 10 at least, Death Note. Death Note is really good.
We have to talk about the anime that started all of our anime career.
Naruto. Nope. Started it for me.
No, it was Death Note for me.
Okay, that's not all
brother,
of us.
So.
Well, Death Note was the one. Death Note was the one where like I started getting into anime. Like,
I would
everybody.
Say that.
everybody watched Dragon Ball Z and Naruto on TV, but like Death Note was the anime that you're like, oh shit, like I'm gonna look into like more stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I would definitely agree. I started watching when I watched, I think it was Engen and Emmer that introduced me to Death Note. And Death Note definitely, like what you said, it's more of like the tipping point into the actual anime world rather than just looking at the mainstream shows like Naruto, One Piece, or Dragon Ball Z, whatever.
Which and is like, funny because Death Note's considered one of the most mainstream animes there are nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, you could easily argue it is a mainstream anime, but I'm saying is like it just made me want to find more animes that were.
It's the gateway drug. It's the gateway drug.
Yeah, that's a nice way to
put it. It's like a bridge between like Western anime and like the, you know, hardcore like Japanese anime.
That dude, it's just like
that we know.
Yeah, unless you watch the dub.
I'll take this potato chip
and I'll eat it.
I actually think the dub was really well made in that though.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I think like, the dub I don't good. Watch that in Japanese.
It's one of the better dubs.
I watch the sub.
Older animes have so much better dub.
Can we just talk about how like well thought out and like how smart of a show that was? Like,
yeah. So of all mystery shows, I think it's probably the best mystery show. I can say for me,
even like better than like regular TV shows, like crime shows and stuff. It's like way more complex.
Yeah, definitely. If you really like crime and like solving mysteries, and like at the same time following a is it called an antagonist? Is that like when they follow the bad guys, the main character?
Yeah,
you could argue if he's an antagonist or a protagonist.
Well, I guess, yeah, it is subjective, but in society's eyes, he's the antagonist.
So, can we, like, explain this? Can we explain some of it?
Yeah, I can explain a little bit of it, and you guys can just kind of jump in. So, it's a mystery, and it's called
Supernatural Mystery.
Yeah, it's called Death Note because
it's like a thriller.
There's a notebook that falls from the sky, and there's a student who picks it up one day after class, and he reads the instructions on the first page and it, you know, goes on saying, if you write somebody's name in this book, they shall die, you know, so blah, blah, blah. There's a bunch of rules in it. And the kid who happens to pick it up happens to be like one of the brightest kids in Japan. And he has like his own personal philosophy of creating this perfect world where there's no evil and everybody's good. And he's going to bring judgment to all, you know, criminals and stuff. So he tests out the Death Note and he comes to realize that it's actually true. But there's a catch where the Death Note is kind of like a link between the human and a Shinigami who happens to be like a god of death. So the story goes on with this main character, Light Yagami, with him trying to create this, you know, perfect world in his eyes, and he ends up being the villain, quote unquote. And then they introduce the world's greatest detective, L, and the show is pretty much like a cat and mouse between the two of them trying to outwit each other. And it's just like beautifully written.
But they became friends.
Also, I think it's like interesting because, like, I guess like it's a he has a very like childlike mindset about like let me
justice.
Kill. Yeah, of justice, like, let me kill all criminals so that we could rid the world of, like, evil. Like, that's, like, a very... I feel like people can relate to that because, in a way, you would think... Like, if you're a teenager watching it, you would kind of side with him because you would agree with what he's doing.
I just loved it because... I loved it because it's, like, I was rooting for both, and I've never really, like... had a feeling like that in a show before where like there's two sides and I was like, oh my god, like he just got him there, and then like, oh wait, he just came back with this, and like it was just so much back and forth, and I don't know, like, I honestly didn't know who I wanted to win, and it was phenomenal.
You don't take sides, you just like watch it unfold basically.
Yeah.
And can we just mention the amazing soundtrack as well?
Dude, the soundtrack is amazing.
Yeah. my top favorite, my top 10 favorite anime openings, Death Note is like in there. It's towards the number one, the original, the first opening. Even the second one too, the hardcore heavy metal one. I love both of them.
I wasn't a fan of the openings, but I was a fan of the like just the soundtrack during the episodes. Like whenever whenever something like got revealed, like
it's just like the piano that's playing.
I just like
when they're trying to figure something out, they're like close to like solving it.
It was like hypnotizing. Like you're just like you're just like watching it. You're like
Sitting there like, oh wait, the music is playing, like I gotta focus now, like I'm about to uncover something.
Dude, my favorite scene, without spoiling anything in the show, is with the watch. Chip, no, bro, it's down. No, it's with the watch. Remember the watch, guys?
At the end? Watch.
No, no, no. Remember he had the watch?
The paper inside the watch?
Yeah, yeah. That was so clever, dude. Like Yagami, he fucking 8D chess that shit.
Another thing is, like, it's such a complex and, like smart anime where you're just like you're like trying to understand what they're doing. Like it's not like you just get it at first. Like you have to like just like pause it and be like, oh, he did this and then he did that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like a chess game.
You have to piece it together.
I was gonna say that it's like a complicated game of chess, and it was so good. Like there's very few animes where both sides, the heroes and the villains, are just so good. And it's also interesting because this is from the perspective of, I guess technically the villain, if you want to put into perspective, like, because the other guy's a detective that's trying to stop a mass murderer, so, and, like, it's one of the only ones where it follows the bad guy, and yet you want him to, like, you want that game of cat and mouse to keep going, you don't want him to get caught, and at the same time, you don't want the other guy to lose either. The
thing I just noticed is, like, you also hear everybody's thoughts in that show. Like, they'll say something, and then, like, they'll, like, play his thoughts, and then like he'll say something and he'll play like his thoughts, so like that's why it's kind of like you're watching from like a third view.
I think that you have to watch Death Note more than once personally, like to truly grasp like the strategies and the mind games in that show. I feel like you have to watch it more than once, because I don't know, I think when you watch it your second, your third time, like you just come to appreciate how well thought out like the characters went through their like deductive reasoning skills and like all that stuff. It was just, I don't know, it's a masterpiece. I would recommend it to everybody, even if it's your first anime.
Even if you don't like anime, you'll like Death Note.
I think so too. Yeah.
I would say that exactly. And the one thing I'll also say on top of that is stay far away from the movies, especially the live action. I think they only have live action.
It was so bad, bro. I didn't finish it.
The acting was so bad. The story was off. It was just a dumpster fire. I watched like the first few scenes of one of the live actions, the first one they released, and I was like, this is awful. Like, what the hell? Who made this?
How many times are they going to make a movie about anime and realize it doesn't work?
It does work.
Can't do it.
It depends.
It does. Adaptation.
Name one. Name one good movie that was based off an anime.
My Hero Academia.
That doesn't. Those are anime. So there's a difference between like a movie based off an anime and an anime movie.
What do you consider an anime movie? You're talking about the live action?
I'm talking about like real life characters trying to portray like an anime.
Oh, I got you.
Like live actions, like the Dragon Ball Z one or the freaking Avatar, the last talk about those.
Dude, yeah, the live actions, I would agree. There's a reason why it's called anime. Like, when you try to.
And not NAU.
Right. Whatever that means.
What does that even
mean? I don't know what she
means. Anime, it's anime.
You know what anime I still don't understand?
No. I'm going to cut that out later.
you know what anime I still don't understand? Fucking Attack on Titan. I still don't get it, bro.
What? Really? Do you read the manga?
I still don't get it, bro.
You have to read the manga.
Did you watch it to the end? Did you finish the last season?
I think so, yeah. But I still don't get it. Like, I don't understand exactly what the hell is going on in that show. I don't know why. I guess I have a block when it comes to that.
Okay, so if you haven't watched anime, I would recommend Attack on Titan as well. Because...
yeah.
That was my first anime, if I'm not counting, like, Western anime. I remember Ume got me into it back in our...
yeah, when we had that apartment together.
Yeah, I think it was my sophomore year, my second year at Temple University. And I was living with Ume and Engin, who isn't here. But I remember one day, Ume, I think it was, like, after dinner or something. And he was just, yeah, just, like, sit down and watch this with me. And I'm like, okay, what is it? He's like, oh, it's an anime. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to watch an anime. Like, I had this negative feeling towards anime. I was like, this is, like, so weird. I've never really been into it. Anyways, he's like, dude, just give it 20 minutes. I'm like, all right. So I just decided to watch. And you are going to get hooked after the first episode.
Bro, one of the best first episodes that we've ever made. Honestly, like, there are other animes that I would have recommended to you, but, like, for a first episode, this one has one of the best first episodes.
And I got hooked into that, and then I just got hooked into anime. So thank you for that day and that episode in particular. So I would recommend it to everybody to watch.
And it has a great soundtrack. And it has good animations.
Yes.
And it has a great plot. And
all around.
And the Titans look fucking retarded when they're running.
So for those that don't know what Attack on Titan is about, it's about so it starts off with saying that humanity has been brought or reduced down to a very small population with that's kept inside a set of three walls and by this around the city, and there's what they call Titans that are outside of the last wall, and Titans are just huge human-like creatures that eat humans. That's all they do. That's all they want and thirst and hunger for. And the first episode starts off with one unique Titan. What do they call those? Abnormals or something like that?
Titan shifters.
The shifters.
Yeah, the shifters. Well, I don't want to say too much about that, because that's still revealed later on. They had like the abnormal.
Well, hold on, we all watched it. We already put a spoiler. Like,
I did put a spoiler warning at the start.
I guess, but
basically,
anyways.
An abnormally large Titan, bigger than all the other ones, kicks down the door to the third wall, and the Titans just pour in, and that's the first episode, and it follows the main characters trying to escape the Titans.
I wish more animes were like that, because like some start off so they try to build like the entire like world first and like for you like to like understand stuff, but like I wish like more animes just like get straight. Well, yeah, I guess. But, like, I wish they would just get like straight to the point where you want
to
see what it's about.
Action.
What's
first.
Nice about Attack on Titan is that what you're kind of saying, Emre, is like it puts you in such a high impact start, and as the story goes on, not only are you progressing forward, but you also learn things about the past too. So it's like you uncover the secrets to what happened in the beginning, you know, seasons. And then you're also watching these characters develop, you know, towards the future and what they want in the future. So that's what's nice about it. There is no, like, this is the start. Let's build this up. And then, you know, you run the risk of, like, losing viewers in the beginning because of, like, a potentially slow buildup. No, this, like, starts out rapid. Like, that was just the first episode. Second episode, just as impactful, dude. Like, it goes hard.
First season might have been the best.
I want to say third season.
I like the last season.
I think the third season was really good too.
Colossal Titan.
Dude, season was slow, but...
Levi. Levi.
And the upcoming season is the final one.
Well, the thing is, the way that Attack on Titan did it with like literally just like throwing you right into the thick of the whole, you know, universe that they have, the risk that they run is they have such an amazing first episode, so now they have an expectation to make it just as good or even better the rest of the episodes that they're putting out, the plot, how, you know, progresses on. So like if like the when you have an anime that builds up like Naruto, One Piece, Dragon Ball, whatever it is, then like you can have like those episodes, like those filler episodes or slower episodes where they, you know, use it as just like a way for them to give more of an extended deadline for themselves to think of like a really good plot or like a situation that they put the characters in too.
I agree with that 100%. I think Attack on Titan does that so well. I think every episode ends in like a cliffhanger, honestly. Like, I think
the writer is really good.
I think they wrote out every episode very, very well. And like, there is no, like...
I mean, that's because the manga's so good. Like, that's the thing about anime, right? You have some anime that don't have a manga, and they have to make up their own story, and so that can be hit or miss. And then you have some animes that are based off
if you have a really solid manga, then you can just make an amazing anime just by
yeah.
It's because there could be a lot of plot holes if you don't have a manga to back you up.
Yeah.
Like you have like they just start making up shit. Yeah, they start making shit up and then it doesn't make sense.
That's what happened with Fullmetal Alchemist, the original one, instead of Brotherhood. They passed the part where the manga was at and they started making stuff up and it just goes downhill once they pass the manga.
Yeah, so yeah, if anyone, you know, thinking about diving into anime, like we said before, Death Note's a really good one to start off on. And at the same time, Attack on Titan, that one is also a really good
one. Well, Attack on Titan, if you like action, Death Note, if you like supernatural mystery type stuff.
Well, yeah, and I guess, yeah.
Or thriller. It's like thriller. I would say it's like thriller.
There's a lot of death and gore in Attack on Titan, so if you're not into that, you might not want to watch it, but I would still recommend it just because it's Attack on Titan.
You could even say it's like the Game of Thrones of anime.
It's the Dark Souls of anime.
Dark Souls.
Yeah.
I'd say it's a little different.
Yeah.
I think it's joking, well, because cause Attack on Titan. Well, the thing is, it's because Attack on Titan kills off a lot of the, all the main characters, but there's still a lot of characters that are kind of staple, or at least seem staple. And then, you know, boom, all of a sudden, some Titans attack and then they're gone. That's it.
Actually, if you're a listener in 2020, it would be a great time for you to start because there are 3 seasons out currently on several different platforms, and season 4 is going to be the finale season, and that's coming out in later in the fall. So you can binge it because I know you will. And then when season 4 comes out, you can go ahead and watch it with the rest of us and just appreciate the beauty of it.
Yeah, just come join us.
Everybody here watch Mirai Nikki or no?
Yeah, bro, Mirai Nikki, that's another horror/thriller, dude. That I'm actually thinking about rewatching that.
That's also kind of like Death Note in the sense that it's like very, like, thought out.
Which one is it?
Mirai Nikki.
That's the one with the cell phones.
Yeah, and then
the crazy, well, it's named after the girl Mirai Nikki, but she's a crazy girl that's like obsessed with the guy.
She's literally a psychopath that will murder for the guy she loves.
I mean, that's dedication, though.
Basically, everybody got these phones, and they're in, like, a deathmatch type situation, and she pretty much, like, goes out of her way to kill everyone that could possibly hurt the man she loves.
Yeah.
And kills them in very
brutal ways. But the whole show, you're wondering, like, why is she doing so much for him? Like, you don't really know.
She's like a stalker, isn't she?
But no, there's so much more to it. Like, you probably don't remember exactly.
Yeah, I only watched it once. That's why I want really to watch it again.
I don't really want to spoil it, but like, you figure out why.
Didn't they add? They added a final episode like years later.
Did they?
Yeah.
Because
the way the anime ended didn't match the manga. Like, the manga went on further than the anime did, so they added like one last episode to the anime to finish it up.
And by the way, manga refers to like the written story of these series, and anime is just the, you know, visuals.
It's like it's Japanese comic books.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's just Japanese comic books. That's pretty much
there. You go. Yeah,
they read from, and if you're interested in reading any, they read from right to left.
You can find them at any Barnes and Nobles.
Yeah, Barnes and Nobles. They have a huge selection of anime. Mangas, and. Do you think comic book stores would have any mangas?
Probably.
I don't know. I don't think
maybe,
so.
I've only been to one comic store, and I never really looked for manga.
I don't know if it's anybody else, but like, I can't really watch anime as much as I used to. Like, I don't really watch it anymore, but like, sometimes I do, but like, dude, middle school or like even like high school, like that shit hit different.
You had more free time.
You skip school, then you just like start binging something, and just like,
because that's just kind of like, we were so excited at the time. I watch anime with my girlfriend Michelle nowadays, and it's kind of been like,
wait, you got a girlfriend?
Yes, disclaimer.
Wow, we lost all our viewers now.
Sorry, ladies.
Come on, dude, you can't and mention guys, that you have a girlfriend.
They were only listening for the chat of a man, Menderes.
They were all here for your voice.
It's just like something chill that, you know, I mean, I got her into it too, so we just kind of like watch it here and there whenever we have
maybe
time.
Maybe it's because I watch so like a lot of it that like I can't find anything interesting to watch, or like it doesn't match up to like the other ones that I watched. So, like, I don't feel like,
yeah, bro, you probably oversaturated yourself. But if you want
watch
a good
ReZero.
One, that's ReZero.
I was just talking to him about
I told
that
today. I told you I tried that. I didn't like it, but
what?
I might give it you another watch.
Dude, you only watched the first episode.
He doesn't like that. It like takes forever to build up.
That one doesn't take too long. It's like 4 episodes or something, and then it really kicks
off. I mean,
I
didn't like it for the first half, but then the second half, I really
But it's a short. It's still ongoing. It's only on the second.
24 episodes.
Yeah, it's still short. Yeah.
Like, I mean, there is. I mean, is
well,
that short?
A new season.
What? He's like, is that short as he's watching a 900 episode show?
I'm thinking through Emra's eyes, bro.
Yeah, Emra watches that same 900.
Cirque, what's your favorite anime?
That's a good question. I mean, like, nostalgia-wise, you know, Dragon Ball Z, big when I was growing up. But recently, probably Attack on Titan, to be honest. Like, that show just kept me watching every episode back to back. But I didn't really watch too many animes, especially like the longer ones, because they be long. But one of my favorites would probably also include Akira, which is a classic film anime.
Oh, remember that one movie, Spirited Away? Did anyone watch that?
I have to watch the Studio Ghibli.
It a long time
all,
ago.
I heard
I
all the
it.
Studio Ghibli movies are really good.
Dude, that's just so nostalgic to me because like I remember watching Spirited Away when I was like, I don't even know, probably like 7, like 6 or 7. Like that came on TV, and like I would always fall asleep during like the middle of it. So like I never fucking finished that movie until I was like, I don't even know what age. I probably rewatched that like 16 or 17, but. Yeah, I just remember it kept coming on TV and I kept falling asleep. I could never finish it. And then I didn't know what the name was and I was like, dude, what was that one movie where the fucking girl goes into like this other like dimension or some shit? But yeah, Studio Ghibli is definitely probably the best, I guess, like anime filmmaker company.
Yeah, Studio Ghibli is amazing.
I wouldn't say they're the best. I would say that everything that they put out is very high quality because the creator of Studio Ghibli, he's actually, I think he's still actually making content for the studio. And he's been working at it since he was our age. He's been making anime and general animation for years, decades. And this man, he just loves it. And he's like, I think he's like well into his 80s or 90s. Or at least close to it. And he's still, popping out these animations. I mean, obviously not as much, but still doing it.
It's a very unique art style. Like, even if you don't like anime, like, if you just, like if you're into, like Disney, like, I guess, like, cartoon movies. I don't know, like, not like, I guess you could think of it like Shrek or, like, Frozen or whatever. Like, those types of, I'd say it's, like, it's like even a lot better than that because just like the artwork is so good.
I could name a million things better than Shrek.
I'm just saying like
check
in
yourself,
terms,
bro. That's my man, Shrek. Right?
I'm just saying in terms of like Western, like cartoon movies compared to like that, like the artwork is a lot more unique.
No, yeah, definitely. It's not. I would say it isn't like if you pick up any of the animes that we just suggested. And then, like, you look at Spirited Away or pretty much any Studio Ghibli art style, they're not, like, too similar. Because, like Emmer said, they do have their own unique style, which does stand them out.
Yeah. Honorable mentions I will give to One Punch Man for making fun of the shonen genre where people are so overpowered or constantly powering up. And so they introduce a man that can defeat anyone in one punch.
Very, very humorous show. I recommend that if you're trying to have a good laugh, as well as watch some really awesome action-packed scenes.
Yeah.
Sure. That and Mob Psycho.
Mob Psycho as well.
Which is made by the same people.
Oh, yeah, it was, right?
Yeah. Mob Psycho.
I still got to finish season 2, but I like the way the first episode of season 2 was.
Yeah, it's really good. Funny mention is going to be a weird one that I don't think... I've mentioned it to Yusuf, I believe, but it's called Ghost Stories.
No, you didn't.
And
I did. Trust me. I don't remember. This is an anime you do not watch the sub. You watch the English dub.
Oh, is this so? Let me explain. All right, go on. I got you. I think I remember.
All right, let me explain this anime to you. All right, so basically in Japan, they made this anime about different ghost stories, but they were very generic ghost stories. They even ripped off some of the movies that were made in America about like horror and ghosts. And what happened was is it did not do well in Japan, but they had already paid for some people to dub it in English. But because it didn't do well, they stopped caring, and they gave the dub in English one rule that they can't change the general premise of the anime, and they can't change people's names. And they said the dub people can do whatever they want. And the dub is just absolutely ridiculous. You have people like cursing each other out. You have like the most ridiculous
dialogue
I've ever seen. Like, it's just, it turns into a huge comedy. They took this thing that was supposed to be a ghost and just,
people
like,
are basically just screwing around in the studio.
Yeah, they were screwing around in the studio, and like, it's just hilarious. Like, I'll post a clip for you guys to see this.
Yeah, I remember when you first showed me that, I was like, oh, it's just probably some people that just took this anime and then just created their own thing, like voiceovers for it. But lo and behold, it's actually a professional dub studio that went ahead and did or did their official American release in English with these funny ass dialogues.
Yeah, this is hilarious.
Mert, what was that? Mert, what was that one show that I don't know if the others watched? It was like that guy with Demon Slayer, right? Something like that.
I've never watched Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer is a good
Black
one.
Black Clover.
Wait, you never watched Demon Slayer?
Nope.
You gotta watch that. Bro.
I know it's good though, but
what was that one that Emra loved a lot? Gurren Lagann.
Gurren Lagann.
I love Gurren Lagann.
No, I also really like that one too.
Gurren Lagann. I just randomly came across it because I was just looking for some. I think I just Googled like good animes that are out right now, and I found that. Dude, it's so good. That's also pretty short. It's like what, 26 episodes?
I think it's like.
What's the premise?
I think there's two seasons of 20 episodes or something.
So the Empire Britannia has conquered the world. They conquered the world and left nothing. And basically, it joins where one of the princes of Britannia like wants to start a revolution against his father to like become the king of Britannia, and so he goes to Japan and like. Joins the revolution.
No, wait. You're thinking of a different anime, bro.
That's Code Geass.
That's Code Geass.
Oh, that's Code Geass.
Yeah,
that's
like Code Geass.
That's a great one.
Code Geass is also
Code
good.
Geass.
Code Geass is a great
I've
one.
Seen that.
Let's
go Gurren Lagann. Let me explain Gurren Lagann. All right. So basically, it starts off with a kid that like it's a mining society underneath the earth, right? And the kid has like what are those mining things called? Like the tip of
drill?
A mine. A drill, yeah. He has a drill around his neck. It's like a small drill, but like he uses that to mine. And then like it's basically like they don't even know that you can go out onto the surface. They think if you go out onto the surface, like you die or something like that. I'm pretty sure.
No, it's
forbidden.
No, it's a myth. They don't know that there's a surface. There's rumors of the surface. He's the one that he's like, I'm going to be the first one to penetrate the surface or whatever. I'm going to make it out. And that's, like,
right,
that's
right.
What he was trying
and,
to do the
and
entire time.
And the kid's friend, which he sees like a brother, his dad went up to the surface, or they think he went up to the surface, and he never came back. So, like, anyone that goes up to the surface doesn't come back, so they think, like they either die or, like, whatever, right? So, but eventually, something happens, and they get onto the surface, and it's basically, like, it's like a mecha anime with, like, what are they called? Like, not robots, but...
Well, that's just pretty much it is. It's mecha, and then you can, like, combine the mechas and whatnot. And it's pretty much just revolves.
It's like Power Rangers.
Yeah, think of like the Power Rangers Megazords or whatever. It's that you have like you can have different extensions that break off, and then you can have it all come together and form
it's
like a huge mecha.
It's a lot more than that. It's like it's an anime where it's like there's a lot of big things that happen. Like the animation is like very like large in a way.
Gotcha.
What do you mean by that?
Like it's like, you know what I mean? Like the crazy like fight scenes where like everything is so big, in a sense that like it's like almost like not Dragon real. Ball? I don't really know how to explain it. It's like it physically doesn't really make sense, but like that it's like really
well, it's
not
anime. What do you expect?
Well, no, like some animes like they abide by a certain laws of physics. There's almost no laws of physics in this. It's just like, do you know what I'm saying? It's probably been a while since you watched it, but
well, are you talking about how like the shows, not even just animes, but like just shows and pretty much any film at all, where they always have like the good guy that comes out on top regardless.
There's no physics, bro. I'm just telling you, there's no physics to it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The physics just don't make sense. Like, okay, in Dragon Ball, like they explain stuff, right? They explain like, okay, like you have like this power inside you. You can do a Kamehameha or something like that. You know what I mean? Like you train hard and like they make sense of like how you can do something. Like
I see what
in this,
mean. Yeah, I have to rewatch
in this.
To
like, there's no explanation. It's just like crazy shit happens, and there's
so,
no.
So physical. In Gurren Lagann, you're saying it's like chaotic.
It's very chaotic, yeah, and you don't know what's going on. Physics don't make sense. Everything is just like out of proportion.
That kind
of
sounds fun.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Like,
the only thing I'll say
I love Code Geass.
I've never watched that, but let me just say this one last thing about Gurren Lagann. Let me just say this last thing about Gurren Lagann. All right. The only thing I didn't like about Gurren Lagann, and it kind of is like a make or break for me for putting it in like my top 10, is the beginning's opening scene. It's like they pretty much show like the future, and then at the end of the show, it's like they like deviated away from what they were originally going for. I didn't like, I was like what they were saying before. It's pretty chaotic. I didn't really know where it was going towards like the end, like towards the halfway point of the second season. So that's kind of why I don't really think it deserves to be in my top 10. But everything else from the beginning until the beginning, or the first season, all the way to the beginning of the second season, is really good.
I think it was probably might be my top 10. Definitely not like top 5, but it's definitely a good watch regardless. I'd say it's more like
Code Geass was amazing. That's what I was thinking. I've never seen Gurren Lagann, but Code Geass was such a good story too.
That also has a lot of mecha robots in it.
Yeah, it's like a Death Note 2.0 kind of.
Kind of.
Didn't he have like some sort of shedding gun or something?
Yeah, he had a weird eye ability. I don't remember what it did.
It can make you do anything you wanted you to do.
Yeah, it could compel you.
But you could only use it once on each person. So you could like even tell someone to kill themselves.
So you have to be very strategic with how and who you use it on.
Yeah,
like if it's a very important person you're trying to defeat, you have to like use it.
What if you like accidentally use it on like, let's say the president? You're just like, yo, can you give me a cup of coffee?
The thing is this. People didn't know he had that ability, and he can make people do things. So, like, he would make someone do something, and everybody else would be like, why the fuck did that guy just do that? And they have, like, no idea why he did that. It's just like, he could get out of so many situations by just making other people do what he wants.
Other people would, like, randomly sacrifice themselves for him, and people are like, why? Like, what's going on and stuff? Like, that was a good show. I would highly recommend that. Yes, you should watch Code Geass. That's a good one.
No thanks.
What animes are you currently guys watching right now?
Re:Zero. You have to watch it. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you are, how old you are. You have to watch Re:Zero.
That's a good one.
I will definitely not watch it.
What?
Re:Zero is basically a guy gets teleported into an anime world, so it's an isekai, which is the genre.
The short version is if you ever watch The Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise, it's that, but in anime form.
That was a fire movie.
I recently rewatched that too. But yeah, go on and make the more detailed.
So for those of you who don't know what Edge of Tomorrow's plot even
is,
basically he gets teleported into this into this fantasy world, and basically he finds out that if he dies, he comes back to life.
But he has to restart from a starting point. So, like, when he first appears, he keeps... When he dies, he keeps reappearing at when he first appeared into the world. So to move forward, he has to pass some sort of checkpoint, and it's just literally watching him die over and over again, struggling to get past this checkpoint, except when he dies over and over again, he feels the pain of every time he dies. So, like, if he gets stabbed, like, he can feel himself literally bleeding out from getting stabbed. And so, like, he has trauma involved with constantly having to die and come back.
So how does he reach, like, salvation? Like, how does
Well, the show's still going on.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't.
So there's different checkpoints, but...
Got you.
And, like, basically he has to make it to a checkpoint, and then that'll be where he restarts from. But sometimes, like, when you get sent back to a checkpoint, you're like, no, because he loses so much progress sometimes and has to do it all again. Basically, like, everyone he talked to, everyone he met, nobody will remember if he met them after that checkpoint.
Gotcha. It's like a video game.
What, does he die a lot or some shit?
Yeah.
Yes, he dies a lot. Because he doesn't...
In the most brutal ways, too.
This is the thing. Like, you know, most animes, the main character has, like, these superpowers or they get stronger. This man doesn't have shit. Like, he literally just has basic fighting skills, like, basic punches, kicks, and that's... And then eventually he gets, like, one spell that he can use later. But besides that, like, he does not get any stronger.
Well, he's...
And so...
He's literally a... Well, the thing is, it literally starts off with him at a convenience store... About his house in Japan. I think he's like a high schooler. Maybe he just finished high school and he's about to go to college. And
didn't you watch the last episode?
Yeah, I did.
They showed his past?
Yeah, but I don't know what did he was he in college? I don't know.
He didn't finish high school.
Oh, he didn't finish high school. Anyways, he's around that age though, around like 18 years old. And then but yeah, he's leaving the convenience store and then he's all of a sudden teleported to this fantasy world. Pretty much just like a medieval fantasy world, and that's why he doesn't have anything special. He's literally imagine yourself being teleported into a medieval fantasy world. You don't know any fighting skills. You don't know any magic abilities and things like that.
The one caveat is he did have like a fitness regime, so he's not like he knows how to fight because he has like
you guys
a
watch
regime, but
is it wrong?
It's not.
My bad. Continue.
It's all right, but it's not like his fighting abilities. Like this is a world with magic and like half beast, half human. So like his abilities are really low in comparison to everyone else.
So, yeah, there's a big fucking whale too.
Don't spoil that.
It kind of reminds me of Sword Art Online to an extent.
Yeah, like that's kind of like similar type style where gotcha. you're trapped in another world, but. Like in Sword Art Online, right? Like the Kirito is so strong, like he's one-shotting everything and beating everything by himself, right? This is like if Kirito just kept dying over and
yeah,
over.
Yeah, I got you.
Y'all ever watch Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon?
I've seen that like on my feed, but I've never watched it. No.
Dude, it's so good, and it's like you wouldn't think it's good. Like I thought it was stupid without like because of the name. But, like, because my friend recommended it to me, I was like, dude, it's going to be, like, one of those animes where it's just, like, a bunch of fan service and shit. But, like, I actually watched it, and it was, like, really fucking good. And it's only, like, 13... Okay. It's only, like, 13 episodes.
Okay.
But it's, like...
I can get it done in a day.
I definitely recommend
it. What, quick shout-out to Erased. Great show.
Yeah.
Concise.
That's a good one. Yeah, 13 episodes.
Guys, we keep mentioning these animes... But without describing him.
So, Erase, Cirque, you can describe that one.
It's been a while. Actually, I kind of forgot the whole concept of like how it works, but I just remember.
Basically, in the past, this girl was killed, and nobody knows how she died. And this main character's mother's, for some reason, still investigating the murder, and all of a sudden... the main character comes back and she dies and he gets like sent back to the past and he has to try to solve the murder of the little girl to save the life of his mom in the present.
So, but the big thing is that the main character has an ability called revival. So throughout his life, whenever he sees like this weird, like blue butterfly, he knows that something bad is about to happen. So he tries to look around and, you know, save the people around him. And if he fails, he just, you know, he uses his power to go back in time, essentially, to fix that
catastrophic event, so it doesn't happen. But yeah, but what Umid said is pretty much it, though. There's like a murder. It's like a mystery again. It's a mystery genre.
It's a murder mystery.
Yeah. I'm currently watching Assassination Classroom. It's a humor anime. Also action. Yeah,
it's very lighthearted.
Yeah, it's pretty much there's this alien, I guess.
there's this living human.
It's like an octopus creature that's like super intelligent, and its biggest ability is that it can travel at Mach 20 speed, so it's almost impossible to like defeat. And pretty much it comes down to Earth. Well, really, it destroys the moon, and then it comes down to Earth and it says, I'm gonna destroy this Earth in a year unless you guys assassinate me. So he takes up being he becomes a teacher at a middle school, and it's pretty much him and like two other professors teaching the students on how to become assassins and, you know, just all this other stuff. And the classroom is filled with like degenerates, pretty much people that couldn't, you know, hold up to the prestigious values of like the main campus. And it's a pretty cool anime where everybody, you're like pretty much watching these kids like progress in their skills. And I haven't finished it yet, but I guess we'll find out if Koto sensei dies or not. But pretty much the students have to kill the alien octopus before the year ends. Otherwise, he's going to destroy the Earth. So it's kind of cool. Also, I'm watching Fire Force, and that's about...
That's a good, okay
Yeah, one. It's an okay one. I've only gotten to like three or four episodes.
You're wasting your time with those, bro.
Why?
There's so many better ones. Dude, what about Hunter x Hunter? I totally forgot about that.
I
didn't like it.
What? How far did you get? I got 40 episodes in.
How long is that?
That's a good one. Like over 100, isn't it?
It's 120.
What the fuck? Yeah. Nah, honestly, don't even watch the last season. Just watch like the first 80 episodes.
Merchant, did you get to the ant arc?
That's the worst arc ever.
That's the best arc.
What? Dude, I've literally looked this up. I don't understand how people think that's the best arc.
It's an opinion, bro.
Dude, it was it was the worst one in my opinion. Like, I dreaded watching that.
What?
I dreaded watching that.
All right, real quick. What's Hunter x Hunter about, real quick?
Real quick? Oh my god, dude. There's so much to it. It's like...
All right, then don't even explain.
Right, hold on. I will explain. I'll give you a general explanation of what it is, all right? So, basically the whole world, so there's a hunter organization, right? And, basically, if you're a hunter, I can't remember if there's like, yeah, there is like creatures that you can kill or something. Like monsters and creatures.
All right, so
dude, why does Emre keep hunters... explaining? He's always like, I can't remember.
All right, let Emre explain it.
All right, basically... Hunters are like licensed elite members of humanity who are like capable of tracking down secret treasures, rare beasts, and other people. And like they have special abilities, and they must obtain a license from the hunter examination, which has a success rate that's extremely low. And basically the plot follows this guy named Gon, and like he was told his parents were dead and everything, and then he finds out that his father's still alive and is like a very accomplished hunter. So his whole goal is to take the exam and go find his father, pretty much.
Yes. Awesome anime.
So it's just about hunting?
I'd say like it's more like fighting other people. Like fighting other hunters, basically. Because there's like assassination hunters. There's like a whole like assassination organization that they have. And... yeah, I don't know. It's very like action packed. It's a lot of action in it if you like action anime.
Like sometimes he has to fight other hunters. Sometimes it's like rare beasts. That's why people like the Chimera arc a lot. Like it's about like these ants that keep evolving or something, and like they have to try to defeat them, but the ants keep evolving because ants like generation, they die out fast and can evolve very quickly, and so they just keep getting stronger and stronger. And so it's like they have to try to exterminate them before they get too strong.
What's everybody's favorite theme song?
Oh, Erased opening.
Like anime opening?
Yeah.
Oof.
Everybody, if you had to pick a top two, I guess, or a top one, top two/one.
I would have to say
I don't really know like the names of them.
No, no game, no life opening.
No game, no life. What's the song title?
Number two.
Villain Saga.
I was saying, do you know the song title?
No, just look up No Game, No Life opening.
Okay.
For me, it's Unravel Tokyo
Ghoul. Yeah, that's a good one.
No, that's no, way
that's
too good.
That's good, but no. And then my number one is Silhouette by Naruto, bro. Well, it's not by Naruto. It's from Naruto Shippuden. That one, no anime that I've ever watched has... It's never as good as Silhouette. Silhouette's just way
I'd
too good.
I'd have to good. Say probably the Death Note opening and Vinland Saga opening.
Vinland Saga opening? What?
Yeah, that shit's fire.
Vinland Saga opening's fire, dude.
It's pretty fire, bro.
Actually, maybe I'm misremembering it. I'll listen to it later.
I was told that Vinland Saga is pretty much the Game of Thrones of anime.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that, kind of.
I mean...
It is, because there's a lot of Nordic... There's a lot of Nordic and, like... Well... It's more like it's a Viking anime, so
I'd say,
well, if you ever watch the show Vikings, it's pretty much like that.
I think my favorite anime opening is Polaris, My Hero Academia. I think it's like the sixth opening or something. Dude, it's so good, man.
This kid's obsessed with My Hero.
It gets me every... I'm not even obsessed. It just gets me every time.
You know what my favorite opening is? When All Might does that fucking... United States Smash, bro. This...
Bro, the whole soundtrack of My Hero is just so hype. It's so good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Like, I would never recommend anyone Tokyo Ghoul the anime, because they screwed up that anime so hard.
The second season was awful.
The manga's amazing. The anime, they completely screwed up. They didn't follow the anime and decided to go their own route, and it was a mess of a story. But the opening is so good.
Yeah, I agree.
Remember Pelike?
The guy that does covers. He's a Norwegian guy that does anime covers.
Oh yeah,
that guy has some. He's got a beautiful voice.
Beak.
What's wrong with complimenting another man's voice?
It's kind of sus, bro.
What about you, Mert?
My favorite would have to be Promised Neverland's opening.
Oh, that's a good one too,
dude. I can't wait. Isn't that next season coming out soon?
It's coming out January 2021.
Oh, that was a
weird I think because of COVID.
I thought they deleted
it to
this summer.
That's one of my favorites.
Mert, it goes, nah, 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 nah,
yeah.
Nah.
That's another
jazz,
great anime.
It's like dubstep.
What about the worst anime you've ever watched?
The worst anime?
I don't know. I don't think I've had any bad animes.
I mean, there's been a lot of animes I started and stopped.
Has there been, like, one day, like, you're just like, all right, I'm gonna finish it, but then you're just like, it doesn't, like, it just ends badly, too?
I think I stopped watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Actually, hold on, Ume, you probably would agree to this. Dead Man Wonderland.
What?
That one didn't even finish, bro.
Dude, that was a really good one, in my opinion.
I would say the show wasn't bad, but the story just, like, was weird.
Well, they didn't even finish it, bro.
Well, yeah.
They didn't finish the anime.
If you
want to
go based on
like,
unfinished,
did...
there's so many animes that are unfinished.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the manga kept going. They just, I don't know, there's something
I'd say,
wrong with
I'd say Bleach. For some reason, I could just never get into Bleach.
I've never watched
Every time
Bleach.
I tried watching it.
I couldn't finish JoJo's. Has anybody finished JoJo's?
Dude, I
have to start it.
JoJo, you never finished JoJo. No one's ever finished JoJo. you just watch it. And then you just, like, forget about it, and then you just watch it again, like, later. Just, like, watch an episode, like, every few months.
Like, I watched
But it's, like, really good when you watch it, though. That's the thing.
When we were hanging out once, one of you guys put JoJo on. I don't even know what episode. I was so confused. I think it was the first episode. I had no idea what was going on. I still don't know what's going on in the show.
None of us do.
I watched... Yeah, I don't get it either. It's very weird.
But it's so funny, though.
Like, yo, nobody understands this bizarre show.
Bro, anime...
That's why it's JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Anime hits different when you're high, though.
Well, wait, you guys ever seen... You guys remember High School of the Dead?
I haven't seen that.
Yo, that was fire, dude.
High School of the Dead? Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Bro.
High School forget everything I said before. My favorite anime is High School of the Dead.
Yo, the plot, though?
I love
There's the
so plot.
Much fan service. That one is awful.
So if the
yo, I just looked up the list of the worst anime of all time. Angel Beats is on
what?
It.
What? Who's
who's listening?
High School of the Dead is on there. Dead Man Wonderland is on there.
Dead Man Wonderland, yeah.
Merchan Shinsekai Yori's
on there.
Really?
They're just trying to be edgy.
Yeah.
Honestly, exactly. I think they're just trying to get people to click on it or whatever. Or start some
Shinsekai Yori, despite being on this worst anime list, is actually a really weird anime. It's niche, but I liked it a lot. Like, it's...
What's it about?
The title is... It's about another world where, like, kids have psychic abilities, but, like, if you don't have psychic abilities by a certain age, the kids disappear.
What?
And basically, this society is built on the fact that, like, humans have psychic abilities, and they're the dominant because of their psychic abilities, but they're, like... There's, like... these rat people that are like slaves to the psychic people. They believe the psychic people are gods because of the psychic powers, because the rat people don't have any powers. And like, I can't even really like it. The world building is really good, but like basically it follows a group of kids as they age.
Got you.
From like childhood in this world until they become like adults. And they find out like society is not what it seems. Like, it's not this good place. And like, there's a lot of secrets that society was hiding from them. And then in the end, you're just like mind blown at like,
is it long,
how society was? No, it's like
25 episodes.
How many
episodes? 24, 25.
Was it 25?
That's not bad.
It's pretty good. And like, it takes a real twist, and you just,
but it is really weird.
it's really weird. I will say one episode is probably the worst episode of anime I've ever watched, because they randomly like hired a different guy to do the art style for that episode, and literally my eyes could not follow what was happening in the episode because the art style was so bad. But besides that one really weird episode, I can't remember if it's episode 4 or episode 6. I think it was pretty good.
So I just want to take a step back real quick, because we actually skipped Cirque's favorite opening.
Oh, I already said it, but...
Set a race, I think, right?
Oh, man, yeah. And I just tuned you out.
The song is so catchy for no reason.
That's so good.
I love that song.
All right, take a step forward. So, worst animes. I mean, that list is bullshit. Those, like, Mirai Nikki is amazing. What was the other one?
Well, it wasn't Mirai Nikki. It was a spinoff of Mirai Nikki that they said was bad.
Oh, I didn't watch
it. But Angel Beats, it said, was bad.
Angel Beats is a gem, dude. Anyone that likes any good plots,
High School of the Dead. It said Your Name is bad, which I thought was a good movie.
Honestly, with High School of the Dead, if they didn't have the fan service, I feel like the show would have been better. And at the same time, I feel like they should have also continued the story more.
You know what? I feel like that's the only one that I don't mind that had fan service in a way.
Bro, even when they did that gun thing between the...
Yo, it was good.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I really didn't mind it in that one. I don't like it in any other like shows, but that one I was just like,
They did intertwine it well. I will give them that. Because it wasn't, like, they didn't make it about the fan service.
They just, like, did it at the same time. So, like, it didn't take away from, like, the action or, like, the other stuff in it, really. For me, at least.
Yeah. Except for when they find that house.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's been a long time since I watched it.
Yeah, the whole episode where they finally find a house that has, like, running water and electricity. And they're finally able to clean themselves up.
I think I know what
you're talking about. That literally, that whole episode was...
some great
just
plot.
Fan service, yeah, great plot, two great plots on each person. Anyways, I can't believe no one actually mentioned this yet. Akame ga Kill,
that was okay because it didn't follow the manga.
youtube.com/my16.
Yeah,
that would take away the Game of Thrones of
shameless plug
anime.
Actually, yo, my video got removed. I was so mad.
Oh no.
Yeah,
did it?
Bro.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, it got removed.
No way.
Fuck yeah. The creators of the anime fucking removed it.
Wow. Yo,
they're like, removed it was a copyright violation. I was like,
Emre made, what are they called?
AMVs.
I put a disclaimer and they fucking removed it. I was like, what the fuck?
Disclaimers don't do anything.
I was like, yeah. I do not own this content.
He made an anime music video using scenes of that anime to a song, and he like matched it up really well. And actually, like, what, like 10,000?
No, it was more than that.
It was like 500K.
Hundreds of thousands.
500k.
Yeah.
YouTube famous thug.
How come I never knew of this?
The most, so Emre is actually the most famous out of all of us.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's a rapper. What do you expect?
Yeah, I was in like seventh or eighth grade. I made that shit and it just blew up.
That was a really good AMV though. You did that really well.
Thanks, dog.
Yeah, YouTube's been going back and removing stuff like that. So,
well, I mean, it's not necessarily up to YouTube whether or not it gets taken down. If it's the copyright owner requests,
they're just hating, bro. They're clout chasing.
I mean, it's a big industry now to actually copyright claim YouTube videos. Like, there's whole companies that sole job is to copyright claim YouTube.
Have you had any issues with YouTube, Cirque, since you're the active YouTuber of the group?
I haven't. I'm not even that active anymore because I've been busy, but I'm going to go back to it one day.
No, dude, don't give up.
YouTube.com/SuperCirque. Check him out.
I don't know if that's the URL, but you just look me up.
If you like Nintendo retro videos.
I got some big videos planned. It's going to be different. There we go. But
that's good. I can't wait.
You know.
Social experiments?
Yes, no.
It's going to be big pranks.
Prank videos. Dropping an NES in the middle of the street, see who takes it.
Gone wrong.
Gone sexual.
I hope not.
You probably think it's like some trash from like the 1990s.
I mean, if it's an older person, they'll probably recognize that it's a SNES.
All right. Well, I think we've pretty much got way off track.
Anime. Let's get back to
it. Going back to it, I wanted to actually ask a question. Like, what makes you guys watch anime rather than like, because like it's such a huge genre that it basically is kind of a division of entertainment itself.
True.
You know, because you can like any show would have like a nice plot, but a lot of people just watch anime. Like, what makes you watch anime? Is it the charm? Is it like the animations?
I think it's like the stories are very, it's very creative. Like, the people that write anime are super creative, and that isn't to say that, like, you know, regular TV shows aren't creative either, but I guess either as a child when you grow up with it, or even if you get introduced to it in your, you know, early 20s, you just, there's like this flair and like attractiveness to anime that when you get into it, it's kind of hard to let go of it. And there's a lot of lessons in anime that when you think of the shows, you don't think of the lessons, but as you watch it, it kind of like rubs off on you. So that's why I watch anime.
What were you going to say, Emre?
I'd say like what Mendy was saying, like when you start watching it, you can't let go of it. It's kind of just like, I can see how like people would perceive anime as like being like if you've never watched it before, you'd be like, ah, like who the fuck watches anime, or like this is like weird or whatever. But like, once you get it, you just get it. Like, you don't get it until you, like, actually watch it, and then, like, you understand it. You know what I mean?
I think, to me, a good portion has to do with the animation, right? Like, I don't think there's much of an American equivalent of, like, because, right, this is not realistic stuff in any of these superpowers and stuff, right? So you'd have to compare it to, like, cartoons. And honestly, like, to me, a lot of American cartoons have gone downhill over the years, so they're very childish. This is pretty much like cartoons for teen, like, late teens and adults. Like young adults, and that's why I think it makes the difference. Like, there's no real cartoons for that age group in the U.S. Whereas, like, I feel like this is just a continuation of that, but like at a slightly more mature level.
What Mendy was saying, how like anime, the writers, they're really just super creative, and they know how to you know, put together a really good plot. That on top of that, I would also say, coinciding with the really good plot and the story, they really know how to bring like the visual creativeness out too. Like, the art style itself is just insane. Like, if you watch like animes that have intense fight scenes or like crazy worlds with like different structures and like magic abilities, whatever it is, like, it's like something where you would, like, if you're a kid, you would imagine something, and like, it's like them looking at people's imaginations and then bringing that to life, pretty much.
It just like takes you to like a different, like, it just like it's like an escape from reality.
Yeah, it takes you to a whole nother world. It's like similar to like people, like when you read a book, you know, you everyone can read the same book, but not everyone's going to imagine everything in the same way. Or like certain characters a certain way, maybe like a building or car or whatever it is. Everyone sees it differently. And like seeing these like really talented creators, you know, bring their own imagination to life is just super interesting to look at. And Umay was saying about American cartoons, I feel like there are obviously really good ones that, you know, throughout the years, but nowhere near is the amount of really good animes that are out there. And I would say
they need to make more Jackie Chan adventures.
Yeah, Jackie Chan.
Oh, that was nice cartoon.
Drama Island.
Yeah, Total Drama Island. Or like Samurai Jack, Courage the Cowardly Dog, the Scooby Doo, all of them pretty much. But like they don't. I feel like it's more like, I don't want to say plain in like a bad way. It's just there's not really too much like diving deep into like the imagination.
It's just for kids, bro. Cartoons are for kids. There's no complex storyline or anything. It's just like very simple.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that's
the thing about American cartoons, right? Like even look at the adult American cartoons like Rick and Morty or like BoJack Horseman. Like they're not as complex storylines, you know what I mean, as like animes have. Like they'll have crazy storylines or like sometimes they like hit real issues real hard, like BoJack Horseman deals with like depression and all this stuff pretty hard, but like, or being having an addiction, but like it's sort of a different feel than what anime does.
Yeah, there's only probably like a handful of American adult cartoons that you could really say, you know, can shine a light to a lot of the big animes, like Futurama, for example, or maybe even if you like Family Guy, South Park. Like, you can't really name too many.
And I think a big issue is all of these don't have a continuous plot line either, like anime does.
Plus, they're all comedies, pretty much.
Yeah, but that's usually what sticks with the American adult cartoons. Yeah. It's usually the comedy. You're not really going to find, like, insane action.
Ben 10, bro.
Or
come on now.
Big... or, like, big crime and mystery or thrillers. Like, it's not really... That's not what they were trying to go for, the genres.
Y'all should watch Akira and then analyze it, you know?
Akira.
Write a 2-page paper on it.
Hold on one sec. Alright, we'll just assume that Emre's audio is messed up right now. Alright. Anyways, Cirque, what were you gonna say?
Okay, so dude, it was so long ago. I almost forgot. The concepts are like a lot more wild compared to American like media, I guess, just because you can only do so much with like a crew of actors and stuff like that without spending too much on CG or, you know, computer generated imagery. So obviously with animation you can get away with some crazy stuff, but even like I would say even like the more grounded ones are also pretty fun to watch just because they have like a certain charm. I don't know. Like the first anime I watched, you guys probably never seen it. Sakura So. It's like really, like it's literally just like a bunch of, I believe it's college students that live in a house, and it's like a bunch of like guys and girls like just living together and like slowly getting along. But just like the character development and stuff, just like kept me watching it for some reason, and it ended up being like a decent anime. And like nothing too crazy, but. It was just a little, you know, charming.
I would agree with you there. Even like the animes that are what I would call vanilla, where it's just like it's pretty much just everyday life. There's nothing fantasy about it or sci-fi. Like, for example, I watched this show called Haikyuu. It's a volleyball anime following a bunch of high schoolers. And specifically, it follows this freshman that's just starting off, and he's like super into volleyball. And the way they have the animations and like the plot progress along, it makes it seem like it's just super like action packed and like insane tricks and stuff like that. But like they show those scenes, and then they'll also take a step back and show like that, you know, it's still just a regular volleyball team in this random, you know, town in Japan. So like, it's just crazy how they can turn such a simple concept and make it into something that looks completely insane, doing crazy tricks and just things like that.
One other interesting like thing about anime is like just how the fact that it's a different culture than ours. So seeing like Japanese culture is pretty interesting in itself, for me at least.
Yeah, I can totally agree with that. I think growing up, you know, in the States, we're used to like cartoons and stuff. I remember I was always watching Courage the Cowardly Dog, Total Drama Island, Ed, Edd n Eddy, all that stuff. And, you know, all that stuff's cool. But when you like start getting into anime, you start to like become very appreciative of the Japanese culture, and you start to pick up on like the language, because a lot of phrases are just said over and over, and you start learning the Japanese, you know, just like.
Like Bob,
you know, naturally when you watch entertainment of another nation, you start to learn their language through the show, and you know, I'm pretty sure all of us, yeah, and pretty much all of us here want to like go to Japan one day and, you know, become more intertwined in their culture and pay homage.
And you know, as you keep watching, you just randomly end up with samurai swords and other stuff. You know, you get those body pillows.
Yeah, you can get really weeby. So it's cool.
I mean, I don't really take it that far. I just watch the anime. That's pretty much it.
none of us take it that far, but there are people that.
Besides Mert.
Yeah,
Mert. I'm sorry, Mert.
Mert has his bed sheets. His bed sheets is just Luffy.
Body pillows.
He has a full size figurine.
He has a katana in his closet.
How do you guys know all this stuff about me?
The anime culture. Especially in the West, it can be very cringy. Some people do take it too far, like what we're just saying now, you know, describing Mert with all this stuff. Like, obviously, he doesn't have any of this stuff. But there are people out there that go overboard and... Like,
sir.
Don't worry, Mert. I got to protect your reputation.
Thanks, bro.
But yeah, some people do take it overboard. But then again, I mean, you could also argue that in any... when it comes to anything, really. Like, I don't know, people that are super into punk rock, you know, a lot of them, you know, really own up into that punk rock style, maybe the goth style, or like other people that are super into, yeah, some anything, really. So, like, you know, I feel like there's some people that do just take it really too far in anime, and that's what we call, you know, weebs in the anime community.
To an extent.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll get super excited over like a new anime that's coming out. Maybe like My Hero when that came out. I mean, I didn't really watch My Hero when the movies came out, but if I did watch My Hero at the time, I probably would have got super excited too about it. Is there any last minute comments, concerns, questions?
Bro, we haven't even talked about hentai.
Oh God! Yeah, we gotta wrap this up.
All right, right now.
All right, time to end the show. We're missing the whole
thing.
That's
our next episode.
All right, thanks for listening, everyone. Right,
join us next time on Deep Thought Podcast.
Anime sucks. I'm sorry.
Bye.
All right, have a nice day, guys. Hope you enjoyed. Right. Bye, guys.
All right, later.
Take care.
Bye.
Stay healthy.